Why am I fat? And not P-H-A-T. I am overweight. I weigh more than what makes me comfortable. And I'm not just fat in the sense of my physical well-being, but my emotional and spiritual well-being as well. It carries over, okay? That's where I was in the middle of the year. Now, I am overweight because I eat more calories than my body burns. That's number one. That is the absolute 100%, no getting around it, why I'm fat. I consume more than I burn. And why is that? I still continue to exercise, but not so hard as I was, because I had emotional baggage that was created through nobody's fault. It just happened. It's part of life. Now, can you even grasp the amount of calories I was consuming while still exercising? We're talking 15, 20 miles of bike riding, 2-3 times a week, on top of walking. I was eating more than I was burning. That's some serious poundage of a lot of junk food. Okay? So, on top of eating more than I was burning, I was carrying around hurt. I was carrying around why her. Of all the people in the world, why did you have to take my mom? It was just her time. There's no rhyme, there's no reason, there's no explanation. She got idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and that is honeycombing of the lungs. And it's scar tissue that builds up until your heart does not function anymore. So she died of a heart attack as a result of this disease. There was no way to fix it. There was no remedy. There's no cure. It just takes you. Now, that was the second part of it. And when you are stuffing your feelings, you're also stopping your mental capacity and your spiritual capacity because you're so fixated on the pain. Now, if you are happy with your weight and your well-being, this is not for you. Okay, I'm all for body positivity. If you are considered, in quotes, overweight, that's none of my business. That's yours and yours alone. This is about my struggle, my being uncomfortable at this weight, my having to lift a foot and put it over the opposite knee because I could not bend over to tie my shoes. And buying slip-ons was an answer for a little while, and I was like, this is ridiculous. My jeans were cutting into my gut. My bra straps were strangling the top of my shoulders. I got winded crossing the parking lot. All right. I don't want to live that way. Constantly having to buy bigger clothes. This is about my struggle. This is about my pain. This is about how do I overcome this so that I can be okay emotionally, mentally, and spiritually? Because those things are important to me. I feel better about myself when I am at a healthy weight, when I am at a healthy mindset, when I am one with the universe. That means something to me. So what did I have to do to get there? Because I was at one time. And I dealt with something I'd never dealt before. And I went back to bad habits. Something I thought I had outgrown, that I had fixed, that could no longer trigger me to the emotional response of grabbing junk food. There's food and there's junk food. You could not tell me any differently. When I worked at a medical supplies manufacturing company, I was talking with a young lady, and she made the perfect point of why a lot of people overeat. Okay? If you are not eating nutrient-dense foods, and we all know what they are. You can't tell me that you don't. You know what they are. They're just foreign because we're used to shoveling down a lot of convenient foods. And they're called convenient foods for a reason, because they don't want to call it junk food. Had it been called junk food since you were a kid, you wouldn't be reaching for it. Okay? Now, your body needs nutrients. And if you are shoveling down shit, your body, it's constantly craving the need to eat. Is this sinking in? Understanding why you do what you do can be a painful process. Let's start there. Pain. If you've had a lot of pain in your life, you don't want any more. But getting to that 180 is going to take work. And there is going to be pain involved. And there is going to be crying and screaming and not understanding. But you have to keep going till you get there. You got to climb that mountain to see how far you've come. I've done the backslide a million times. I start going up that mountain. I'm doing great. I'm eating well. I'm exercising. And as I'm getting higher, the air is getting thinner, which causes a trigger emotional response. And I go right back to the junk food and sitting. The couch will kill you. I knew it. I felt it. And I had to do something about it. There's nothing wrong with being your own guinea pig. Not everybody can afford therapy. Not everybody can afford going to the gym. Not everybody can afford a physical trainer. But there is thousands, hundreds of thousands of pieces of good information that you're not going to like, that you're not going to believe. But you have to start somewhere. There is so much information out there of how to eat well and move. Start by reading. Start by asking questions. Maybe there's somebody you admire. Maybe you see somebody that doesn't diet, because healthy people don't diet. They are the lucky ones. They got trained early on how to eat and move and not think of it as misery, as torment, as a way to cope. They learn that food is a necessity and helps you with your mind, body, and spirit. It is so hard to break that if that is how you grew up. If you grew up eating a lot of processed cheap foods because mom and dad, mom, whoever, maybe they couldn't, they felt they couldn't afford the better food. You eat less, and I had to learn this the hard way. I eat less when the food is more nutrient dense. Now, that's not to say that cravings don't kick in. You need to know what a craving is. And I've seen this put out there before. If you get a craving and it's for something that's not healthy, it's not because you're hungry. Understand the difference between hunger and a craving. I am a sugar, salt, and fat addict. That is me. Now, once I learned the difference between hunger and a craving, and don't think I don't cave. Don't think that I don't allow myself to have that cookie or that piece of pie or that cake. No, 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 no. I eat that. But I choose when I get to do that. I just don't do it so often as I stopped turning to junk food to solve my problems, to console me. I don't like being miserable. I don't deserve to be miserable. I want to be healthy, happy, and free. And that is how I feel when I am at a good weight, I eat good food, and I have good movement. Anybody who's been on diets and they start losing the weight and they start noticing how much easier they move, and you know it when it happens. You bend down to get something or reach over, or you have to run somewhere, a quick little jog or whatever it is, you notice it. You're like, oh my God, I can move easier. This feels great. And if you're like me, I have caught myself self-sabotaging when somebody says, oh, it looks like you're losing weight. You look great. The minute somebody complimented me, I started to overeat again. That is crazy. That's nuts. That is not okay. That should not cause an emotional trigger to backslide. Not good. But I know that about myself. And I didn't know how to say thank you without making excuses. I always had to downgrade what somebody said to me. Now, everything I knew and learned was from my growing up. I am not blaming my parents. I am not blaming my environment. I'm just stating a fact. My mother was on her deathbed, and she said, "Mija, why is it so hard to lose weight?" My mother was dying, and she was still on the conquest to lose weight. That was probably one of the saddest things I ever heard in my life. But if you're like me, you constantly battle with the addiction of cravings. It doesn't make me a bad person. I just have to recognize it's not okay. It's not okay for me. I don't like being uncomfortable. And age should not be a factor of your size. You can lose weight at any age, at any size, but it takes consistency and not beating the fuck out of yourself when you feel you've messed up, when you gave yourself an extra little treat or 2 days of binge eating. Forgiveness is powerful when you are on the road to good health. Your well-being is important. You are important. Everything you do and say is important. But you have to empower yourself with good information and a plan. My dad always told me, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And a lot of people are afraid of that. If I make these goals, then I'm going to have to do it. Yeah, that's called holding yourself accountable to what you say you're going to do. Where again, forgiveness comes in. Forgive yourself for whatever you've done in the past is the past. You cannot change it. No matter how hard you try to stick to your guns, you can't change it. I'm hoping moving forward will show you the way. That's the only way you're going to get there, is moving forward. Staying stuck and planting your feet and crossing your arms and being pissed about it, you ain't showing nobody shit. You need to prove to yourself that you can do this. I believe in you. I remember my boss telling me, there's a problem when I care more about your job than you do. And he was right. There's a problem when I care about your health more than you do. Because I understand the effects of being overweight. You can only get away with it for so long. There's chronic illnesses that come along with being unhealthy. And not just your physical size. Your emotional and mental and spiritual well-being pays a price for being unhealthy. It's not about just your weight. Concentrating on that number on the scale. And I am guilty of that number on the scale. And I still have to learn to process. My body moves me in a way that makes me happy, that I feel comfortable in. And that is usually between 150 and 155. That is where I am comfortable in my size. Now, I might still be considered overweight for my height and my age, but I feel good. I feel good in this body that I have earned up to today. And I will continue to monitor that. A scale is not your friend. It is a tool. Gauge how you are day by day. Am I happy today? Am I mad about something? Is there something else I can do to make this better? A lot of us don't answer these questions. We don't ask ourselves these questions because A, we don't know the answer, or B, we don't like the answer. We don't want to do the answer. Is it a will issue or a skill issue? There's so many things we don't want to know about ourselves. Is it because we're too busy? We're too scared? We don't care? Every individual has to answer that for themselves. Right? So, I hope 2021, you start asking yourself the hard questions of why do I continue to do this to myself? And what can I do to change that? You are not a victim. The choices you make are important to your happiness. Whether it be person, place, or thing, these are all on you. Taking responsibility of where you are today is step one. Write it down. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask somebody else. Somebody that you trust and admire. Sometimes we all need a little help. There's nothing wrong with that. So, that is your lesson for today. Why am I overweight? Again, if you are happy with your well-being, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, not for you. We're happy for you. Okay? But this is for the people that struggle. I know where you're coming from. I understand that pain. Where do I go? What do I do? How do I start? It can be very overwhelming to somebody, but you have to start somewhere.